May 24, 1982, an interview with John Cherpanov of Unalaska, possibly with his wife Eva Cherpanov and his mother-in-law Sophie Pletnikov.
You were going to tell about your dad. And, would you mind doing it in Aleut?
In Aleut?
Yeah. And then you can do it in English if you want to also. But,
yeah.
Yes.
Aleut would really be better.
No, maybe not.
February 7th. Yeah, I lost my dad February 7th, 1935, that's what I said, yeah. And before that, he used to, when I was got old enough, he used to take me out in the dory, you know, rowing. He was born in Tikalda Island. He got married from Akun Island.
Your mother was from
Akuna? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad was from Tigalda. A man is not Ullochtra Gutaikhasten, you know, by that case. I'm missing it. Lakanakakskan Ullochtamitigaikhasten. Used to put me inside one of the fighters and take me out for a ride. Then when I got old enough, Larry Mensoff is the Kantkuchten. Tek kerran muhtasin. Larry Minster Pantkohtel. He took me out to Tigalna Island where he was born. The man Sansakudgan, my June together on the school. A Mr. Gamanistan, a little Kazanandam. That was before the war, Second World War, you know. Took me out there.
To go camping or?
Mm-hmm. To look at something else. I'm willing to how one else. How what for it? There was an island right outside of where his home was before, you know, outside of Tigalna. It was a sea lion island, you know. And I was scared, you know. A bunch of sea lions are jumping off the rocks here. We were close to them. They seemed to go underneath the dory, you know. I mean, to look at something next to go. That time we used to pick, we went out there to pick seagull eggs too, in them days. I think I was 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old around there. Yeah, I was 10 or 11 years old. Again, two weeks we spent there, you know. And Grand Tum Chilusam. Tum Chilulik means Slachtum Nakasri. When we were coming back, the wind started blowing headwind, we were rowing, you know. Sanatchadavsili. Agutan rakku gasan yomlin sagal gulaktan inga tumnai khatil kilun. We got to Avatanik Island, you know, just in time. We camped, stayed there overnight, Avatanik Island. Then we headed back to Akutan next day. It was nice weather. Alirang was nga ano nakatsan. My dad used to know the tides, you know, when the tide's supposed to flood and ebb. He used to know all about them. Itang is nga ano nga nga akutan kunim ka kada kagnaslingin. Ano nga nga yukta ka mayong sinuwi alirang was You know, they used to go cod fishing there before, you know, before the war. And a lot of people, you know, used to watch for my dad to go out first. My dad used to check the weather, you know, look at the skies. He used to get up 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, and then go outside and check the weather. Then 3 o'clock in the morning, he used to go out again. You know, look at the sky, stars. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he used to know them, but they used to watch for him to go out after he goes out, and the people used to go out after he goes out. Just some kind of Elliott weather permit, or anything. They never used to go out unless they seen my dad go out. You know. At the Kashma Lost Harbor Ilta Kasaksa Ilta the Kami Camp of Tadanaki Ali Chukadan Anna Amelin Kasaksa Ilta and Vinalamelin Sako the Gilly 사악하게 짐이 감물리는 가시든 우다가고 우다나고 알라그는 그 가니기만 딱 삭다든 이들 Lost Harbor over there at Akitan on the Akun Island. From Akitan, he used to go there, camp there all summer. That's where he used to, that was his camp, you know. He used to put up fish for winter, you know. Fry dry fish and salt them. You know, sea lion stomachs, we used to clean them, sea lion stomachs, you know, clean them and dry them up, blow them up. We used to scrape them, you know, and turn them inside out, clean them out real good and then wash them, dry them up. Then we used to, winter time, we start putting, you know, fall of the year, we used to put them fish in there, sea lion stomachs. That used to help it from getting moldy, you know. They tie it, you know, from the throats, they put them in and then they tie them real tight. You give a hair seal too and then save the blubber on it and make oil out of it, you know. They use a hair seal stomach, you know. Same thing you don't do with the sea lion stomach. Clean them up. Hair seal oil in the hair seal stomach, you know, pour it in the hair seal stomach. Used to keep all winter long without being spoiled. You hang it up, you know, where the rats wouldn't get at it. Whaling time. Allah Nagmal was Kaganastan Kiv. I worked there. You know whaling stations they used to have? I used to work there. Then we used to save whale meat, like blue whale meat, finback whale meat, and humpback whale meat. Those three whales we used to eat. Save the blubber on them, salt them, and dry whale meat too. We used to keep them all winter long. We used to have, even used to dry codfish too. Yeah. I'm going to interpret it in Aleut now. Those were the biggest whales. 100 and over 100 foot blue whales. Yeah. That was the biggest they caught there. Allah Nagad. Unimak native was Sakhtag, and I couldn't Amalini Logas, because that was, I remember the whale boat by the name of Unimak native was the one that brought that big blue whale in there. Uh, ullungnussum taksalger ullungun taksalger ullaksinger allagnuqsilger sadlugnagnakki nallagnuqsilger qanigitsimmikka qanigitsimmikka gnan qaqqaqadaqsinna uyustu yin mol wentersinna just when the waiting station used to be there, we never used to be hungry all winter long. In summertime, we go beach training for humpies. Sakurugan. Ullumina fertilizer. Illa nagul gadak. Kagnegin sikhil gilti fertilizer illa nagul gadak. You know, they used to make fertilizer out of meat, whale meat, you know. Same thing with the bones, they used to cut them up with saw, you know, hand saw. Cut them up and you make fertilizer out of them.
Did they grind them up?
Yeah. No, they had the cookers for them, you know. I switched for the mongoling, I don't know, tall, yeah, tallest, about eight feet in height. Diameter on them. I think they were, yeah, five feet in diameter, you know. Cape Mother will. Atakas m angunas kakan. It's a kid in a steam. A million brood in a chochtel. Sato on a rishiller and needling a wook. Broodnik. My brother-in-law, he went to work with boots on. He never wore his cork shoes on. He used to wear cork shoes on so they wouldn't slip up. Whale blubber, you know. That's where he used to work. He used to have these hooks, you know, hook them. Then somebody else have a knife and cut them. And also he didn't wear his cork shoes on his boots on. He slipped, fell down, then somebody, it was too late, you know, he came down, couldn't hold his knife back anymore, cut his arm right off. There was big long handled ones. Those handles were pretty long. Let's say about 4 feet long. Those blades on them, you know, were shaped like this.
Sort of a bow.
In a bow shape, yeah. They were about that long. And they were sharp,
too.
2.5 feet. Yeah. 2.5 feet. Alec foot, signage that Lutzen. I'm going to need to get an arty magic for me to you Nilan Lagishilgada was a cut just one whack. Those knives were sharp and they were heavy, you know. Sunna Yunimak need a field and a coon. I'm going to go on a year in Seattle at New York. They took him on it. Small boat by the name of Ewan McNative, you know, all the way down to Seattle on that little boat. You know how he suffered it out. Eat the car, that's what I heard, you know. Monsieur. Atakasma. Ang tingin kayo ng mukha sa lamuling. pigek sih mungkin ada ilmu tadana. Kira kan kami lihat kakir kau nalar nak share nanti. Angkteng ni kemir. Kami lihat kau unik na namna unik na nakik nalar gada. Hot Spring Bay, you know, fall of the year. My dad used to have a small little gill in it, you know. That was a long time ago, before the war. There's big creeks there in Hot Spring Bay, they call it, you know. And we used to take a line, sling a line on the other side, walk across from the shallow water and go across, and then we catch those fish, we catch them from behind, you know, and the creek's coming down, stab the gill nets there, and take the rocks, you know, and then scare the fish right down into those gill nets, and gill them, you know, and pull them right in. That's where, you know, we used to eat silvers too, and then salt them winter time. They used to do that here before too, I think. Unniginanaki, blueberries, you know, we used to pick right there. And we used to walk from Mackatan to Hot Spring Bay. Yeah.
Over the hill?
Mm-hmm, over the hill. Then one time, I think, yeah, he took me out to Akun Island, you know. I think that was, I was 13 years old. Yeah, that's right. I was 13 years old. That's right. He took me out to Akun Island, you know, and Dory. Just the two of us. It's nice weather, but heavy swells rolling in on the beach. So Hershey, he'd have a 25-35 rifle, you know. He was watching the swells and then backing in, you know. And as soon as we got on the beach, he was watching them swells, you know, every swell coming in, and he used to watch the swells come behind him, getting smaller. He used to come and row in hard as he could on that last big swell, you know, and land him on the beach. He took his rifle, you know, and then he was after that hair seal. It was low tide, too. And he slipped on those rocks, and they were green, you know, in low water. When he landed them on the beach, he hurried up and told him to. He pushed me in, and I kept rowing, pulling out, you know. I went out just in time. I was only 13, that's all. At the car, I was looking at the commander's land. He couldn't move for a long time. He had his rifle in his hand, you know, in his left hand. I was watching him. Then finally, I rode in a little closer and I was watching the swells behind me. I didn't want the swells to wash me ashore, big heavy swells. And tide was ebbing too, you know. No further, I go to the ground. Tide was ebbing that time. I kept hollering to him. Finally, it was about 15 minutes, I think, he was laying down on by the beach there. He slipped on one of those rocks. He couldn't move. He tried. He crawled all right. He crawled up off the beach from where the swells were coming in. He was laying down there for a long time, about 15 minutes. I kept hollering to him. And finally, he sat down on the beach. The kerosene was still there. It didn't move around. Nope, didn't go any place. You know. Then it was going to go right down to the south side between Akun Island and that. I forgot the name of it in English. Anyway, in Aleut they call it Izalo. Izalo. Tide was ebbing and the Hershey was going south, south side. And finally he got all right, you know. He started walking slow. He hollered to me, "Where is that the Hershey?" I told him he's going to the south side. I told him in Aleut, Nunukwanista. He asked me where he'd come up last, you know. A little ways from me it was, you know. He was going, with the tide he was going south side. You know. Then he got, came up and he saw it, you know, he got ready and he shot it, he killed it in one shot. And he called me where I landed him, you know, he went back. And I picked, he was watching the swell to tell me when to come in, so he could get in the dory with me. No father, Taga Tinisa Makunuk Tinis, you know. So I was watching, you know, I was going backwards, so I had my bow out towards the swell, so in case I have to pull back out, I went in stern first with it. He told me, "Okay," you know, in Aleut, he said, "Taga," okay, that's what it means. You know. I went in as hard as I could, you know. He threw his rifle in the dory, and then he got in the dory all right. I started pulling out fast, you know, hard as I could. He was moving slow. I know he was hurt, you know. I couldn't say anything to him right away because I was afraid of those big swells coming or pulling out there. Finally, I cleared, got outside of them. Then I asked him, you know, in Aleut, "Daddy, makagas kakine." "Ang," he said to me, "yeah." He grabbed his oars and then he started rowing with me. He was hurt all right, but he didn't say anything. Good thing it was nice weather. He didn't give up. We went on south side, you know. Went south side with the tide. We picked up that hairsieve, you know. That it was floating that time of the year, it didn't sink or nothing. Mm-hmm. With Sika. Because I came away. We went around the other side between Akitan Island and this island I was talking to, Izalo. Went right along the beach. And he told me to pull hard because we were bucking the tide, trying to get on the north side. We didn't want that ebb tide to take us southward this way. Finally, we got on the north side, you know, and then we kept on rowing further northward so the ebb tide wouldn't take us south. Then we started heading towards Akitan. It To the lighthouse there in the lighthouse, the full entrance of the Yakutan, there was a lighthouse there. That's where, because it was so short cut, it was on. The Khamner, you know, good thing it was nice weather. That's just saw the Mulligan. He wouldn't say nothing to me, you know. He never said nothing to me. All he said was, Ang Tatang, he used to call me Tatang all the time, you know. I said, Ang to me. He never said nothing to me. All the way we were rowing back to Akitak. And when we got on the beach, a bunch of guys came down on the beach, you know. But the people got on the beach and helped pull up the dory, you know. We used to help each other, so everybody go out. Whoever's out, come back. A lot of people used to go down and help them pull their boats up, dories up off the beach, you know. Then they used to tie their boats up, you know, up on the bank and drive a stick in the ground, you know, and then tie it on them. Akurasa. They pulled the boat up. A month then, Chikirin Dimit, the Prokopia Victor Malagadak, Malignan. Ukurtaka. Not seven release court in other rest kind. But no more yacht come, skin to meet you. A long machine is the other than a yoke till an east duck, you know. A yule like no much hugging, Rani. No wet, no gum. Did I reading night? An east. Not certain early the Kunungist car, not certain on Tarsening on East. In brother in law Dmitry Prokopyev, he was the one who noticed him, you know. Barely got out of the dory. And he asked me, what's your daddy, look like your daddy's hurt? He said, my father in law. He was married to my sister, you know. Her name was Barbara. You know. You could hardly walk up the bank, you know. A couple of guys grabbed a hold of him. Brother-in-law and there was somebody else took him to the house. He drank tea. And my brother-in-law, Dmitry, he went to work and butchered that hair shield for him. Because I didn't know how I was small then. And I didn't know too much about it. I knew it, but I didn't know too much about it. That's when he was married to this Chris, my stepbrother's, half-brother's mother. Matrona was her name. Chris used to stay with us then, you know, at that time. And I heard him talking to his wife, you know, Chris' mother. my stepmother talking to Elliot to her. I heard him, what he was saying, because I understood Elliot, you know. A lot much in Niall sounds like he gave him other socks, you know. He said his testicles, he fell down on his testicles, you know. That was in the month of January, that was, when he took me to Akun Island. It was nice weather. He went out to look for a seal, too, that time, you know. Sometimes people next time had a hard time for something to eat, you know. He fixed bed for my dad and he put him to bed, you know. Then I drank tea too, you know. After I drank tea, I went to start playing outside, you know, with the other kids. But that was in January, yeah. He didn't live very long after that. That was a month after, I think it was a month or 3 weeks after that. He died with pain. The pain he had, you know, in his testicles. I don't know, got up into his head, I guess, too, and then, boy, when I seen him, you know, his eyes were big and going around. And he asked for me. I happened to be home then, you know. That was after school, yeah. I was going to school there next time, after school. When I got home, my stepmother told me, Daddy wants you, you know. School in Nakkadik, Kamagalan. Dad in Chinechtakhtingistkar. Dad in Gatnakan. I went to my daddy. Then. Nuktunnuktar. Ulaman regression, ulam ulachimika, changil nagres nothing is. Soganasichin, ikhet, duran, tumsachin, soganasimusu nagsin, in a cutting mine in English. I will repeat that in English now. After I got home from school, That was 6th of February. Yeah, that was 6th of February, 1935. Chang Sukhtari, he talked to me. I gave him my hand, you know. He wanted my hand, so I gave it to him. He knew what he was doing, you know. He told me, the house is yours, it's in your hand now. Everything, all my tools and everything, in your hand, he told me. I looked at him, you know. His eyes was going around big, you know, going around, you know, just like that. Then I left, I let his hand go. But then, next day, Masakson, he kicked it. Kamagalan, no angat king natan, masaksana. Taksanak chasa akat kangit nikitek. School kaliwulang ukadagim. Mik sadad mikkanagan working ulagali. Ulagit kadi. Dad ni kustaksamulun. King mannechtal. That was on the 7th of January, of February, after school. I got home and I didn't go out, you know. I stayed home all afternoon. There was people in my house too, watching them. I was in my kitchen, like as usual, I was drinking tea. And yeah, my brother-in-law Dmitry Prokofiev, he came in, told my stepmother, my old man died, you know, in Elliot. I didn't know it. Well, he took her in the other room and told her that. Well, she knew anyway he died, you know. But he wouldn't tell me for a long time. Then finally they told me he died, you know. I went, told me they took me in there. I went by him, you know. I held his hand, you know. His hand was cold. I kissed him right there, too, you know. I didn't care. I kissed him. I went away from him, you know. I started crying, you know. I went in my bedroom. I think he was 65. Yeah, 56 or 65, one of them two. I'm pretty sure he was.
Not too old, really.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't look old anyway. Now, I think he must have been on his 50s. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure, though. But he looked young. Mm-hmm. He didn't have no gray hair. Look, I'm 60 now and I got no gray hair. Because I was born 1921. And I'll be 61 this fall. He must have been 65. That's, geez. But a lot of people, they want to go out, especially winter time, they want to go out and then. He used to watch for my dad to go out first, you know.
Did he have brothers?
No. Not that I know. Bill Cherpanov's dad. I used to call him my Lut. You know, grandpa. So he must be Cherpanov's. I used to call Cherpanov's dad my grandpa. He must have been Cherpanov's dad's brother. I don't know though. Because I used to call him Latour. You know, Latour. That's grandpa in our language. If I remember, I used to see Bill Cherpanov's dad, you know, he used to dance, Aleut dance.
Oh.
You know, she lying stomach and the round thing, he hit it and dance. And, I used to see him dancing around in his house.
Drum made out of a feline stomach?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And he used to have something around with a stick.
Yeah.
stick with something around him and end there with me. He said, pawn on it and dance. I used to watch him dancing in his house. In his own language.
Yeah.
I don't know, I couldn't catch on to the songs he used to sing. That's how come Bill knows about how to go about it. I don't know what else to say about them days.
But your mom used to wear
red clothes,
didn't
she? Oh, yeah, my mama, you know. She used to have long dress, long black, long dress, and long kerchiefs, you know, black.
Yeah.
Those kerchiefs used to come way down here to their hips, wow. You know, yeah. Black ones. I lost my mama. I better remember seeing my mother. I must have been around 6, 7 years old when I lost my mama, because I better remember seeing her. Mom. Old ladies, you know, they used to wear long, black, long dresses, come way down to their, you know, heels. These black kerchiefs, long ones, you know. They'd come down, way down to their hips. Don't see them anymore.
We have one picture, it's cool, I should bring it over and show it to you. It's a picture taken about 1910, and it shows a group of about 20 ladies in front of the church, and they have those kinds of black kerchiefs and black dresses, and they're all standing in a group, you know, looking very stiff and serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who was the chief at Akatan when you were a boy?
See, when I came to, Bill Chirp, I remember Bill Chirpanov's dad was the chief Matvey Chirpanov. After him, I can't remember who was Matvey. Panel. I don't know who was the chief after him, but I know Mark Petikoff. Yeah, Mark Petikoff was chief there. For a long time, he was a choir, you know, choir director there. He used to read there too all the time. They had three of them, Mark Prokopyov, my brother-in-law, Dmitry Prokopyov. That other one, George Bereshkin. Those three I remember. I came to when there were three, and they used to take turns. But then Mark Petikoff, he was, you know, he was the one that knew everything about the church. They used to sing in Aleut, you know, and they. Pretty hard to pick them up, like these Easter songs. Now they have, they sing them over. They used to seen him over there in Akaten all the time. I picked him up, but I forgot. They used to have the books to him over there. Small little books, you know. Well, they were written. Mark Petikoff was the one that wrote them in alleys. I don't know if they still have them over there yet or not.
Do you have any alleys, do you?
I do.
For the church alleys? I mean,
yeah.
Who taught you to do that?
No, I picked them up myself.
Oh, yeah?
Because I read here in Aleut sometimes, and then sing in Aleut here. Father knows it.
Yeah.
You know. Because I'm the only one that reads Aleut here in church.
Yeah, right.
And know some of the Aleut songs. I sing them here. I picked them up myself, like the Slavonics. Nobody taught me neither. I picked them up myself.
Oh.
Then those notes, you know. Here, John Golodov was the one that died here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that sent for those notes, you know, notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
From New York, I think it was.
Oh.
He used to have a choir here, choir practice here, you know, in days. Down there where Walter, where AB's living now, you know. He used to have a blackboard, small blackboard about that, about so high, about that wide, I think. He used to practice, used to come. Yeah, he was the one that was holding the, yeah. Letting us practice all the time. I don't know, there was quite a few of us. Or some of them died, of course, like Sergei Giryukov, or Silikanov, he's the one that drowned it. Like, and Irene, the Kokush, ex-wife, Phil, and Phil's mom,
Agnes Agden.
Oh, there was a bunch of us there. And I was the only one that picked up those notes. Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Mother knows some of the notes pretty good. Phil's wife is good on those notes.
Yeah,
she's really
good. Music training, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. She sure picked up fast on me.
Oh,
on
Well, she said
that
she struggled with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any more
to say. Well, thank you. I can
Yeah.
Maybe she